Blog Talk Radio. places. Oh, what's going on?
Could have gotten that
smart than that a long time ago.
But I can't add
Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join me. I'd love you to talk to me. Now, before I continue with the show, I want to send out a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine, who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links. And you can acquire them at Raw Links, Be Raw, Facebook.com, and on Amazon. And guess what? If you can't get them over there, holler at your girl or anybody in Epiphany, and we'll hook you up with something. All right? Now, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Poetic Therapy, and this is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. And I'm going to throw some sounds in there, and hopefully the music will be a little therapeutic for you as well in between the poetry. But for now, I'm going to start off with this piece I wrote, and it is untitled. Understanding is an art, and I understand not everyone is an artist. I know allowing your past to keep picking at your scars isn't fair to the one who can kiss them when they're irritated. Every time I start to write a broken heart piece, I say to myself, I hope this is the last sad piece I write, because this is my last relationship where I'll be in love in it alone. There have been many times I've looked at love as if it was smoke and mirrors, and once again, my heart is in pieces. As I spread my wings looking to the heavens while the stars sing a familiar tune to my heart, I'm looking at pain again, tears greeting it like, hey, old friend, I never did reach cloud nine. I'm a transparent soul, and I can see right through them, no doubt, but this pain is mine because I claim their lack of love. I never wanted to suffer inside because hurt don't heal well when I try to hide it. My game face is my reveal. It is my duplicity, so you can look past my scars. Living under a golden sky, I've seen blue, clouded and open in the labyrinth of my mind. So I stopped with the I adore them, and I found a door to me when my soul was crying out to me to stop hiding from the questions within when I didn't know who I was or where or even when I was or what. To just let go and come and claim me as your own. Walk through and make yourself at home. You were once a flowering star child, and your heart is a celestial love affair. I long to be touched, so I'm putting in the work, healing myself, searching deep inside for more peace and emotional wealth. Maybe I wasn't made for anyone. And that's their piece. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that. I got a little tweaking to do on it. But I want to go ahead and open up this first microphone to a brother. Oh, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Hello?
Brother O, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Sister Diane. You had tried to unmute me.
Yeah, I unmuted you.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing? Thanks for inviting me to your show this evening.
Oh, sure. I appreciate you coming. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Now, you know what? You're going to spoil me with coming to all my shows now, so don't start nothing you can't finish, okay? Because I'm getting used to hearing you now, yeah?
You're going to get used to hearing me more.
That'll work. That'll definitely work. Definitely work. So is there anything on your mind you want to talk about before you get into your piece?
Well, just this man is hospital for over 9 months and still waiting on the heart, and just holding on to my faith until it comes to I get one.
I know that's right. And you know what? You're always in my prayers, and I send out lots of love and light to you. And with you still being here, that means that it ain't time for you to go home. So you got a reason for being here. You got a purpose. Okay?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes, so, you're right. You're exactly right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I'm anxious to hear. You always bring some truth to us and some transparency, and that in itself is therapeutic for a lot of people, because, you know, some people can't tell their stories. And within our story, I believe that we are telling somebody's story as well when we give our own. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, the title of this poem is called Facing My Deep-Rooted Fears and Insecurities Head On. Fear is either your best friend or worst enemy. It's like fire. If you can control it, it can cook for you. If you can't control it, it will burn everything around you and destroy you. Once you manage to control your fear, it keeps you sharp, makes you more alert. Quote by Mike Tyson. My dear brothers and sisters, we all have deep-rooted fears and insecurities that we must face and conquer, because God did not give us a spirit of fear. All of us have had moments of dread and terror, moments of flashbacks from our traumatic experiences, moments of wanting to run away from danger, moments of wanting to hide, moments of wondering what was going to happen to us, moments where we face uncertainties, moments of worrying about how our lives are going to play out in the future. However, we can't allow our deep-rooted fears and insecurities to live in our lives, because God did not give us a spirit of fear, brothers and sisters. Brother O, can you be transparent and share some of your deep-rooted fears and insecurities that you had to face head on and conquer during your lifetime? I'm glad you asked. My dear brothers and sisters, I've had to overcome my fear of failure, conquer my fear of being a black-on-black crime statistic, conquer my fear of being locked up in jail or prison, conquer my fear of rejection, conquer my fear of change, conquer my fear of losing people close to me, conquer my fear of not being good enough to succeed in life or measure up to others, conquer my fear of losing my independence, conquer my fear of not being recognized for my accomplishments and achievements, conquer my fear of a fatal encounter with the police, conquer my fear of the unknown, conquer my fear of what could happen or what might happen in the future, conquer my fear of not reaching my maximum potential, conquer my fear of larger dog breeds, conquer my fear of not being able to take care of myself and going broke completely, and conquer my fear of losing my temper and anger to the point of hurting and killing another human being. I've learned that courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave is not who doesn't feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Quote by Nelson Mandela. My dear brothers and sisters, I understand that every human being on this planet is afraid of something. However, we must develop the courage to overcome those fears and insecurities we face daily, because our faith is much greater than our fear. As the legendary Western actor John Wayne once said, courage is being scared to death and shouting up anyway. As I will tell you, whether to conquer our fears, we must stand up with courage and face them head on. Don't allow the spirit of fear to consume your heart, mind, and spirit. because you were created to be bold and courageous at the top of the Goliaths you are facing, whatever they are, or who or what obstacles and dangers come your way. Before I close this piece, I'm going to read this powerful quote by Marianne Williamson. It says, "Our deepest fear is that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. You're playing small doesn't serve the world. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? Who am I to be gorgeous? Who am I to be talented? Who am I to be fabulous? Who am I to be great? Actually, you are what you say you are. You are the child of God. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine and shouldn't do. It is not just in some of us, it's in all of us. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within all of us. And as we let our light shine, we are constantly give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others." That's that piece. And that's that quote from Marianne Williamson.
As I said, you always give us the truth. Always are transparent with us. That what you did just now was let people know that we are human. Okay? And things happen. I love listening to your pieces because it opens up not just the mind, but the hearts and the eyes of people so they can see we're all just human. Things happen. We're going to go through them, but we're going to get through them as well. I really, really like that piece. And that extra one that you added at the end, yeah, that was pretty dope. That was really, really dope. And I appreciate you for coming through. Thank you so much for that, Brother O. Wow.
You're welcome, Sister Nanya. You're welcome. Because as I said, we all are afraid of something, but we have to learn to overcome that fear, whatever that fear is you have. It'll literally stop you if you allow your fear to get out of control, it will literally paralyze you or stop you from living the life that God has for you.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you on over to the therapist's office, grab a glass of wine, and have a seat and just go, you know, well, you're the first patient over there. You go on over there and you can lay your troubles on his shoulders. That's what he's being paid for.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming through. All right.
No
problem. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, just dying up. Appreciate you having me.
Appreciate you coming.
Tell you why I love it.
'Cause he is the truth, said he is so real, and I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly, because the light is not so bright. I would lie.
No.
I remember the very first day that I saw him. I found myself immediately intrigued by him. It's almost like I knew this man from another life. Like back then, maybe I was his husband, maybe he was my wife. And yeah, the things I don't like about him are fine with me, 'cause it's not hard for me to understand him, 'cause he's so much like me. And it's truly my pleasure to share his company. He breathes. Oh, it's true. Said he is so real, and I love the way.
reflection of him, then I must be fly, because his light, it shines so bright. No, I love the way he speaks, I love the way he thinks, I love the way that he treats his mama, I love that gap in between his teeth, I love him in every way that a woman can love a man, from personal to universal, but most of all it's unconditional. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't no substitute for the truth. Either it is or it isn't. You see the truth and needs no proof. Either it is or it isn't. And you know the truth by the way you feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly. Because he is. Yes, he is. I wonder, does he know?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, the Pearl La Negra. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. For those of you streaming online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 so we can have a conversation. I'd love to talk to you. Now, I'm going to open up this next microphone to my Canadian connection, Lady A. Hey, Diva, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Whew, it's a little humid, but I'm doing good. I'm good. I am good.
Perfect. It was hot today. We had about a week of sort of cool weather, and then it turned hot again today. So guess where I was all day?
Yeah, it does that. You never know. You know what? They tell you it's going to be one way, and then it turns out to be another. And my mother always said the weatherman is the biggest liar in the world. So I'm finding some truth in that.
Yes, yes.
Wow. So what's going on with you? Anything on your mind before you get to your piece?
Oh, I've always got all kinds of things on my mind. I'm trying to learn how to cope and deal with a lot of stuff. And I have over the years. You know, when things happen, you're kind of thrown back. You've got to look back to where you came from and why things are the way they are, why you are the way you are, and that's kind of where I am right now, just reviewing and picking myself apart most of the time, but just trying to figure it all out, you know, and what you can do to alleviate the stress and that sort of thing.
I hear that. We are all here to have an experience. And things, I know people say, why did this happen to me? Why did that happen to me? But they don't actually happen to you. They happen for you. For you to open your eyes about something, whatever it is, it may be something small, maybe something huge, but we are all here to find out something. And it's about our attitude within that situation and the circumstances that makes the determination how we get past it, how we get through it, and whether or not we learn what we're supposed to learn. You know?
We all
are working on ourselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's the key is, you know, how do we deal with it and how do we learn how to better ourselves from whether it's a mistake or something that's happened to you that out of your control. But I think ultimately we have to learn some sort of a lesson in order for it to not happen again or to help somebody else with what we've found ourselves within ourselves. So, yeah. It's a hard, long, it's a lifelong journey, and I don't want to come back and do it again.
We don't want to come back and do it again, but you know we are big balls of spiritual energy, and you know what they say about energy. It can either be destroyed or what's the other part? I don't forgot that quick, yeah. But it can only be transferred and transformed. So we do return, but it's in another form, and whether it's a part of nature, it could be a dog, cat, tree, whatever, or another person. But we do continue to be recycled because we have to, our souls have to gather information that is about our experience. But I'm not going to get into that long drawn thing about my spiritual journey, everything. I want to hear, and I know other people are anxious to hear your piece as well. So, my dear Lady A, whenever you are ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know. I try to. Okay, never mind. I'm just going to read this one. It's called These Walls. Dearest little girl, we have watched over many years and heard your sobs, seen your tears. We saw your covers shake as you hid under them awake, wondering why your parents never saw how daily you'd withdraw. These old walls knew all the secrets and abuse. For them, we had no use. Remember how you loved your dolls, tucked them into bed with shawls, kissed them and said goodnight. They'd sleep till morning light. Except when you left the room, Mother came in with her witch's broom and take your babies out of bed and hang them upside down on curtain rods instead. We have seen so many things, and when they'd fight, we heard your screams, each experience worse than the last. You were told you were an outcast. Violence made our walls shake. Compassion felt as you quaked. Fear ruled the house. We walls wished for arms to hug you, little mouse. Oh, if we walls could talk, we'd tell you how good and kind and smart you are. We'd tell you how worthy of love you are. We'd tell you to believe in yourself and shoot for the stars. You can do anything you set your mind to. We'd tell you you are loved. With love and affection, these walls. End poem.
Wow. That was beautiful. You know, you have this kind of like a teardrop in your voice that's so close to the surface, just right below the surface of what you're saying. It's almost there, but you keep it to yourself. And that's one of the beautiful parts of your poetry and how you spit it. And I love that. I love that. And you are another one that makes me reach deep inside and remember certain things that from my childhood. You bring back a sense of nostalgia. Sometimes it's a little melancholy, but it's still something that I reach back into, and I really, really appreciate it. I thank you so much. Beautiful piece.
Thank you very much. I think that, well, for me anyways, writing is so cathartic. I can't say it enough. That
yeah.
It helps to express those secrets that we hold inside. They're deadly to us. So if you're writing, if you can't speak, write it down and get it out.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my diva. I love you.
Thank you. You know I love you too, sweetheart. Now I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office. You know I got two doctors over there. One is a female, one's a male, and they got the wine over there in the recliner. So go and grab yourself a glass of wine. Go knock on the door. I don't know which one Brother O is in, but the one that's partially cracked, I believe that's the one you go through. You know, sit back, put your feet out.
You got to be cracked. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I'm enjoying this poetry. We're just getting started. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number, once again, is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. Have some conversation with me. I'm going to open up this next microphone to Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Good evening, La Perla Negra. How you doing?
I'm doing. I'm enjoying the poetry, and I'm hoping you are, too, along with the sounds that I'm playing. I'm trying to keep cool, though. It's humid over here tonight.
Oh, I hear that, yeah.
Well, what's on your mind for tonight? Anything you want to talk about? You can get off your chest before you get into your piece?
No, nothing special. I mean, you know, my daughter got a birthday tomorrow, but that's about it. You know, everything's going smooth today.
That's awesome. Well, happy birthday. What's her name?
Chanel.
Happy birthday, Chanel. From poet. Lord have mercy, I'm tongue-tied. But tell them we all say happy birthday from Epiphany Radio.
I will definitely tell her that.
All right. So I am anxious, as well as the other callers, I'm sure, to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled Keep the Temple. It was from a prompt, Keep the Temple, so here we go. A man's home is his castle. We were wrestled from our temples with very little hassle. We have wrapped on, got battered. Dreams of freedom often shattered. We kept the tempo on the railroad. But who was getting railroad dead? Ghettos full of dread. We were told to lift our heads. Keep the temple with a pistol, head shot from the system. Don't tell me, I know you missed them. Keep the temple, now listen. It's cool to keep the body taut. In case the police rock your knot. Three hots in a cot until it's time the trial starts. Keep the temple dressed sharp. Make sure you got clean drawers. Why not? They're going to beat the shit out of you anyway. So keep the temple from the cops. Keep the temple of ancient artifacts. Show the people where the art is at. Although I wear many artist hats. Keep the temple from the simple people who think it's not hard to be black. A welfare check is not our welfare check. Check the boxes where your box is. These punks are sly as foxes. Keep the temple where you're boxed in. Hell no, we're going to be boxing. Temple rings hold Terry sweats. The brown of tears from life's regret. I've kept my temple on correct. Seldom time for a retrospect. It's happening now and I must reflect. Before we own all our thoughts. Keep the temple. Don't think your troubles were for naught. Keep the temple, and for those who have not, keep the tempo of my temple, because this prompt is hot. The beat of the temple tells the heart's tale. The telltale heart boosted Poe's book sales. Keep the temple stretched in looms for the weave. Keep the temple blessed for the few who believe. Each side of the head has a temple of its own. Massage just right, your headache may be gone. Keep the temple and keep it simple. That's the end of this poem.
Wow. Oh. He was hitting on some strong points there about what goes on here in life. I like that. You know, I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you said keep the temple, but you said keep the tempo. Okay.
Well,
the main
word was tempo, but you know, P L E, and the tempo was just a little something I threw in there to balance it out a little bit. But yeah.
Okay. That was pretty dope. Yeah, that was pretty deep. Wow. You know, you do more conscious pieces than anything, and I really, really like that. That's not my lane, but I like to listen to you bring what you bring because you have this power. You don't speak loud, but you still have a power that you exude behind each word that you spit when you talk. And it says, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. And I like that. That's pretty dope. And that piece, wow. Damn. That was pretty deep. I like that.
Thank you, LaPrella. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. Brother O should probably be finishing up about now. So I know one of the doors is open for you. Go grab yourself a glass of wine, sit back, and put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Lies in your hand to the fight of injustice is won. We are one.
So Tamika, Mallory, Rashad, Robinson, keep pushing on.
Keep pushing on.
Jamani Williams, Alicia Garza,
Apple to Maggie,
we are not alone.
Oh, no, no.
Angela Rye.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open up this next microphone. Oh, man, y'all, we got the CEO of Epiphany Radio coming through. Hey, for real, the poet, Douglas.
What
are you doing tonight? Welcome to Poetic Thursday.
Thank you for being good. Welcome. Baby, baby. Hey, how are you, Billy? Hey.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad you called in, and I hope you're enjoying the poetry and the sounds. I'm trying to give y'all a little therapeutic time here with me.
Yes, yes, yes. It's well needed, and I love the music. I love the whole fullness of the vibration that's being emanated from the studio. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That means I'm doing what I set out to do. But that's a good thing, and I feel really, really, I think I can sit up straight now that I've gotten a word from the CEO. How are you doing tonight, y'all?
I'm doing well. I'm preparing myself for a night of healing while at work. For myself, but for others. I'm about to head off to the plantation. You know what it is.
You know what? You're needed. So it's understandable. Everybody here has a purpose, and yours is to help heal and soothe and give some comfort. Because I know what kind of work you do, and it's also necessary, especially in that field. So, you know, a lot of others thank you as well for doing what you do and giving a part of yourself.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else you want to talk about before you get into your piece? Because, man, you bring dynamite. For real. I got to put up a shield because you just be blowing us out the water with your poetry, man.
Oh, my. Well, hey. Thank you. I'm trying to hang with you young guys, you young folks, you know what I mean? You young folks like Joe the River Wine Dancer, all you young guys out there, you know.
Yeah, he's another one that's part of the elite that brings that power behind it. And you know, I love to listen to his poetry, you know. And
Yes.
He's real, keep the tempo, you know.
Hey, Joe, just to let you know, I'm keeping the tempo, man. I'm about to head off to that place. Happen to work at Tempo. So, you know, it has meaning to me. I work at Tempo University Hospital. Hey, anything to talk about? I just sit back and reflect. You know, periodically over, you know, where I've come from and where I am today, while looking at the world around me. And I've got to be thankful, got to be truly thankful for still being on this side of the dirt, even though, times are rough, times are hard. You know, we know what these times are. You know, watching the news, I'm thankful, you know, regardless. So I've just been reflecting, and basically the piece that I bought speaks on reflection and me reflecting, you know. And that's where I'm at tonight, reflecting, taking stock of what, you know, what everything is, what life is about.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, for real, then. let's tally no further. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miss Pearlie. Thank you. Reflections. Looking back at my own and reflecting on what I see in the images of me, walking barefoot down slow winding streams of so many unwanted realities, brokenness sits up high on a mantelpiece, an antique thing full of the old stories of me. Tired of this inhuman world, just want to rest in peace. Alarmed by a world lacking humanity, morality sleeps, comatose, brain dead almost. Gifted at birth and an empath filling things, I lay awake unable to catch any Z's. I lay awake reflecting, inflicted with this poet's curse, burdened by the things that I see. Here, an empath filling things that don't belong to, but find their way to me, magnetically attached to these unwanted frequencies. Gift or curse, both draining me. So in this mirror where I stand reflected, there's only distorted visuals being half displayed to me. So it's hard to see the fullness of my reflection as I stand here reflecting, caught in some fucked up dimension, suffocating from the pain and I'm feeling from others wounded by their healings. When they get cut, you bleed. They don't age, you get no younger. You grow weak, they get stronger. My cup has runneth over, depleted. So here I stand before the mirror, meditating and in prayer, asking the Most High to anoint me. Anoint me with that holy energy. Anoint me, remove from me this dead feeling, negativity swirling like a black hole, sucking away hope and positivities. Holding on to faith and probabilities, probabilities, hoping that the Most High still has use for me as I peer through brokenness and mirrors that once held those images of me. Reflections looking back at my own and reflecting, thanking God the Most High for the new me that I now see in the mirror, reflecting. Reflections, looking back at my own and reflecting. Reflections, for real. And peace.
Wow. I know having faith in yourself is also having faith in the Most High, because He is a part of every last one of us, even the ones that we deem bad or rotten or, you know, we want to pass judgment on. But that right there, it says everything. Reflecting back on things and just knowing who you are and talking to Him, releasing that to Him. Man, this was an awesome piece. I want to be like you when I grow up, honestly, because I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting there. I'm trying to follow behind you and take lessons. And I love the piece. I love the way that you spit your pieces. And like I always say, you're an entertainer, man. And people become, I know I'm not the only one that becomes enthralled in just listening to you. Because even though I don't see you doing it, I can still see you doing it when I hear you spit your pieces. And that was amazing. That really, really was.
Thank you
for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Miss Pearlie. Thank you, Miss Pearlie.
I'd just like
to say that, you know, once again, reflecting on the past, even the hurtful parts, is therapeutic for me. You know, a lot of times we don't want to think about those hurtful parts, things that hurt us in our past. But to me, it keeps me moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, allows me to move forward, you know, to get away from those places I no longer want to be, you know.
Absolutely.
It's hurtful, but change is hurtful. Change is hurtful. So every now and then, like, I go back to those places. I look back. I'm not afraid to look back. Like I said, looking back makes me move forward, keeps me moving forward. It motivates me to keep moving forward, you know. Pain is a great motivator, you know.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? You know, and some of us are hard-headed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we get stuck in that same place. We get stuck. But you know what? Keep moving. Keep it moving. Move forward. Don't get stuck in the middle. And that's where I'm at today. I'm reflecting, and I'm enjoying life, and I thank God for where I'm at right now, and I'm in constant prayer for where I hope to be. And that's that piece.
And that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. And you are so right. You are right. You know, I truly believe that the pain never really goes away, but we put it in a place where it doesn't affect us like it did when we first got that first initial shock, that jolt from it, that put us in, you know, that just broke us down. Pain is that reminder that we are still alive and life is still to live, to go ahead and move forward. So I like what you're saying with that. Yes, it is a great motivator because you don't want to be there. Don't nobody want to be in pain. Don't nobody want to be in that hurtful place again.
It's definitely a
motivator to push you to go as far away from it as possible, and you never know where moving forward can take you. So that's beautiful. Thank you for that. I really, really thank you for that. Appreciate that, man.
Hey, no problem. Look, pain is one of the greatest vital signs that you can have. Without that, you wouldn't know that you were in or going through something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've been told that, and it's true. It's very true. Pain lets you know you're still alive. You're still here. Something just got to be working. There you go.
Hey, let me ask you this. Since we're on pain real quick before I go, have you ever cut yourself and not felt the pain from it? Was it like a sharp razor or a sharp instrument?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was such a bite.
I haven't. And you see blood, but you don't feel no pain. That's scary.
You're not conscious of it because of where it cuts you at. Sometimes it's like, think about acupuncture. Okay. Those are still wounds, but if you hit the right nerve, you don't feel those needles at all. And it's more of a conscious thing. Even though you can see it, you really have to, it has to register with you that there has been some damage done to your body in order for you to process that pain and start feeling it. The human body is an amazing machine. So don't be afraid of it. You know, it's sometimes the instrument or whatever it is that opened you right then and there, it just hit in a with such precision that it didn't disrupt your pain receptors. I have set my hand down on my TV stand where there was it looked like a thumbtack, right?
Yeah.
This was more like something to put together for a tie or a cuff link, right? And it went deep in my hand, and I did not feel it at all. And I know it went super, super deep because the pain set in maybe a couple of days later, but it was an internal pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what happened right there? Somewhere, someone else screamed.
Probably.
I'm just messing around.
Probably. Now, we are all separated by 6 degrees of separation. Mm-hmm. So maybe. Don't get me started. You know how I am, right?
I'm going to analyze and break everything down. The sun, the moon, and the stars. Okay. We
somebody
are all
said,
connected.
What the hell was that?
Why did I hear her? I'm glad I didn't sit on it.
Tell me about that.
All right,
we're
going
to
cut that short because I know it can go in a whole different direction.
Yeah, it's about to go there. It's about to go there. You know, I'm trying to hold on. I'm trying to be sane tonight on this show. I ain't going to say nothing dirty. But I was thinking it. But hey, look, thanks for the positive vibes that you're putting out over there. Peace, love, and positive gravity, whatever that is.
Right back at you, love. Thank
float on.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Go on over just there. I know you don't like therapists, but you can walk out and grab yourself a glass of wine. Okay, you ain't got to go in there.
That I will do.
All right.
Baby. Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. One love, one mic, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? I'm so used to standing, so used to being on my own, but this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step if you catch me. I'll follow you, 'cause I'm falling. Will you promise to be there, stay by my side, always, whenever I need you, don't let me down, not now. If I give you my all, don't let me fall. Would you do that for me? Hold me. Will you love? Will you love me? My heart is ready for love and to be loved. That's the one thing I'm sure of, so I will take this one last step. So catch me, I'm falling for you. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you, I got to do a station ID real quick. Give me 1 second.
Destiny Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It is approximately 21 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour, and you have up until 10:59 to get up in here with me and these lovely sounds and this awesome therapeutic poetry. This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. Now, one more time, I'm going to give you the number to call in. It is 319-527-6300. And please, press 1, have some conversation with me. This is one of my favorite New York joints, my brother. I'm going to open up the mic to Mojave, a.k.a. Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. I love you, man. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Love you, too. Right now, I'm a little disappointed. I think my cord has a short. I'm in my laptop. I'm trying to figure out how to make it work. Little tight, because I was like, yeah, I'll let this plug in. And then I think that the thing I plugged it in to might have caused it a short, so it's like pissing me off, because I'm starting to notice that everything that I plugged into this one particular thing has been shorting everything. Like, everything's been getting shorted by it. I'm like, yo, I was like, this thing is. So now it's like I gotta unplug that, get rid of it. You know, I got a diesel one, but I'm using that for my air conditioner, so you have to figure it out.
You'll figure it out. I know you. You make it do what it do. You get through it and you work it out always. So I know it's gonna be all right.
I try.
So. I have faith in you, my brother. I have faith in you. I believe in you. So it's going to work out.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aside from that, how are you doing, love?
I'm getting better. Like, I'm mad at myself because, like, I was feeling like crap all week. And then I was like, yo, let me drink this Bug AT with this ginger stuff. I got all this ginger, all this other stuff, and get it out. I started drinking it. Wait a minute. Started feeling kind of normal. I just got to figure out why I got this pain in my hip. I'll be all right. Because I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? But, you know, so me and Jaja went out today. He's running around. He's very happy because he loves these shooting games, and I got him a shooting game, so he's out of control right now.
You know what? It's not for us to understand the actual elation and the feeling that they get inside. Just know that they are happy. That's good enough. Us being parents, some of the stuff that my kids do, I don't get it. I don't understand why they're so happy about it, but I'm glad they're happy. So, you know. It is what it is, man. He's a beautiful boy, and he's growing. So, hey. It's all good.
All we can do. All we can do.
That's what's up. And you're a great father. I mean, why wouldn't he be happy? sex. So, I don't know. Hey. But thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for creating space so that I can share. Thank you very much.
Always, always. You know, the door is always open. Don't play. Don't play with it. But I would like to hear, and I know everybody else would, because you're one of them top-tier poets, man. I'd love to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight. So if you don't have anything else on your mind or anything on your chest you want to get off, you know, I'm going to stand back and give you the microphone.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
You don't know what you're doing? You're going to figure it out.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Oh, Jesus. I don't even understand. You know what? Let me just read from these. Yeah, I got it. I think I know what I'm doing.
All right,
I'm going to read this new poem. I just wrote it.
Mike is yours.
Today. All right. Well, thank you. I have a confession. I woke up and I looked for you. Found your photo, studied your face and knew that your smile was for me. Looked into your eyes, watched how love wistfully waterfalled, eyelashes felt a feeling freeing. I wanted to ask, how much love do you contain? What are the remains of former flames that didn't spark or work? There's something about the sound of you humming that strums my heartstrings, brings me to a place and my soul sings. It is the way your hands caress me, bless me with a feel that grants me a comfort in your knowing. And in you, I am growing. I place you at the scene of the crime of lonely, knowing that you will detect me, the suspect, and bring me to justice, to serve me a penalty that will require a kiss that imprisons the heart that is locked. You. I know this spark for you, the roaring flame, the way I call your name. It is the way I open my eyes and seek you. And that's the piece.
Hey, how you do? You say you just wrote that? Oh my God.
Yes.
So beautiful. All your poetry is just exquisite. I could listen to you for hours. No pun intended. I'm just saying. Your pieces, they captivate. They're so beautiful, and you have such a zen-like quality when you read them, when you spit them. It's just beautiful, man. I love it. Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Oh, man. You're just swoon-worthy. You can't help it. I know you're not. You don't even understand the power that you hold, but it's all good. It's all good. I love it, and I thank you for it. But,
thank you.
Before I let you get up out of here and go over to your two therapist's office, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the Epiphany universe and outside of that, because you got other stuff going on, man. Always something. You got to be the hardest working man in Epiphany. Got to be.
Well, I mean, this week kind of took me down a little bit because I wasn't doing well. But let's see. In Epiphany on Tuesday, we're having War Council. We're going to talk about domestic violence from a men's perspective. We're going to talk about many of the things that we talk about in the chat and bring these things up. You know, I'm getting used to playing the clips, but I know what to do now. I know what to do now. And pretty soon I'm going to improve overall because I'm going to have a nice little piece of equipment that allow me to play clips clearly through the phone and all that good stuff. And by plugging in, you know, iRigging it and all that good stuff, it's going to be good. Tomorrow, on the Clubhouse app, we are having picture-perfect prompts, which means we're going to be writing prompts from pictures that we have in the room. First time of us really doing this in the room for Honey Drippers. I think it's going to be exciting because we're going to have a few racy picks and some other things and trot away from that. And then from that, there's a bunch of stuff going on. I got a Dutch Slam competition next Friday. I think I have in some type of thing on Saturday, and then I got to pack it back home and do some other stuff. But, you know, school's about to start, going back to teaching. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yikes. So I'm adding everything else in that and just be running around like a chicken with my head cut off because that's what we do over here. We do the iron thing. We do the iron thing. That's what we do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you know what? Even though you are as busy as you are, you always, we would never, it doesn't show on you. It doesn't show. You always look like you have it together, which you usually do. And I'm also trying to be like you when I grow up. Man, because I'm not that organized, but I try. I try. But with people like you in my life, I'm getting it together. I'm getting it together. And I know I got something to look forward to. So I thank you.
Well, you're one of the best on the face of the planet. That's why we love you so much. So dope.
Oh,
oh. I love it.
All right. I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. Go grab a glass of wine and a recliner if the offices are still occupied. And just sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Definite silence. You're almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's just to entice my curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradiction. And if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, and I'll be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of. Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes are lighted. Ooh, I can't help but stare at you. So soft your lips, the wind blows in my hair. Don't be your one.
Welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage me in conversation. Oh, man, we're in for another treat, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm about to open up this mic to my diva, my co-host of the Erotic Love Zone. All right, I think I'm going to have to come back to her because there's something going on right now. But what I'm going to do, Diva, I'll come back to you. And I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 346. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, 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 La Perla Negra. What's going on? This is Aziz, the pornologist.
Is there trouble? Is it that travel coming through here? Hey, Aziz, how you doing, sweetie? How you been? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Well,
I'm
it's
good,
great
I'm
to
good.
Hear from you. Awesome.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
A great
day. Man, this is
yes,
a treat.
Yes.
What's good
well,
with
I
you, man?
So. Oh,
it
man.
Is. It's
you
always a treat, man.
Good.
You know I'm a fan. Stop playing. Awesome,
but no,
awesome.
Everything is well. Well, how's it going with you?
Man, I know now. I know what it's like to be a grandparent because I see your beautiful grandbaby
yes.
when I talk to your lovely wife. You know, hey,
yeah.
Jeff. And it's you know what? Y'all didn't even tell me. It's a different kind of love. Y'all didn't even tell
it
me
is.
That, but that's
it
okay.
Is.
You know, because to
it
find
is,
out
it is.
What
it's a
it's
whole
like,
different kind.
It is. But you know what? I noticed that the babies is biased. Because there's something about y'all grandfathers and the daddies that just,
yes.
It's a different kind of bonding, a different kind of relationship. You know, we grandmas and mommies spend all day with them. As soon as y'all come through the door, it's like we don't even exist.
No,
okay.
We the fun.
I don't know what it is.
We the fun. We the fun because my little man, he like his pop-up. We the fun ones.
That's what it is. I don't know what y'all do. I don't know. Maybe you got some kind of magic fairy dust or something that you sprinkle on the baby.
We could just relate. You know what I'm saying? My little man, we could just relate. We just relate. You know what I mean? Like, that's it is that special kind of relation that nobody else gets.
That's what it is. Y'all got hidden secrets, but it's cool. It's cool. It's all right. Because we, as the grandmas, we got a special thing we do for them, too. So it's all good.
Yeah.
I ain't hating.
Yeah,
I'm just acknowledging.
Thing.
Yeah, no.
You sure? You sure? Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm so positive. Yes. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know. Just a little bit of acknowledgement. It is great to hear from you, though, man. It's been a long time.
Thank you. Likewise.
It's awesome. Awesome. So is there anything you want to talk about before you get into this wonderful poetry? Because, you know, I'm a huge fan. Man.
Well, you know, if y'all definitely want to come back, get the mic tomorrow night. We have another one of our awesome shows. If you come check out the 2020 Vision Show, we
yeah.
have some Hollywood rising stars. So we got Nam Jones, Brittany Boston. Come to they some of Hollywood rising stars. Y'all, you've seen their faces a couple of times, I'm sure, on something somewhere. But we're gonna have one that's tomorrow night. About it's gonna, but that one, that show starts at 8 p.m. Central Time, so it's gonna be a good fun show.
Okay, awesome. Do me a favor, after you spit your piece, could you please go over to the event page and post that info so people know exactly where to go and what time to be there and how to get there.
Oh.
All right?
Oh, most definitely. I most definitely will. Thank you for that. I will.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Of course, you know, I'm all about promos and finding out what's going on. Now, you still trouble to me, you know, because you know your wife is my girl, so it's all good. But I'm gonna say,
everybody like that lady. I don't know why everybody like her. I don't know why she don't pull the wool over your eyes.
She's just likable like that. I mean, we love you too. We love you too. But you know, it's different. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take all the spotlight, all the love, everything. You already snatched the grandbaby from us. I mean, come on.
I mean, I guess she's all right.
Yeah, all right, man. Don't get me started. Yeah, don't get me started. We will gang up on you. Yeah.
I know. I already know.
I know you brought something awesome for us to listen to tonight, but whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, cool. I'll be me. I've lost count of how many suits I've taken to mortuaries and helped loved ones with services from our homies domiciling cemeteries. Fictitiously necessary choices traded my high school graduation for incarceration, so a 10th grade education ushered me into adulthood situations. Psyche telling me books are unnecessary because intellect is not a prereq for death or the penitentiary. Scary rationale exposed my lack of common sense. I found comfort pulling up to armed guard towers and razor wire across the top of a bonded fence, and I wish I complained those downfalls on the hand I was dealt. But the truth is, I was born into the Nation of Islam, structured home with hardworking parents. Love was felt and they never spared the belt. It was life lessons that bruised the ego of my armor so that unless I'm in trouble, it never exposed itself. Badly maintained, raggedy bindings. My chapters had ripped pages. The covers is ruined from coffee stains. It contains a toxic blueprint that should never leave the shelf. My imperfections double the number of my perfections, but you know what else? I would still rather be me than anyone else because I trust myself like drunk driving with no seatbelt to navigate my destination. I step over these feces, but these ops want me knee-deep in regurgitation. wait. I got to stop right now because the listeners, I know they're like, ugh, that's nasty in their imagination. But this is just a verbal dissertation outside of my normal language, illustrating how I want my wordplay invading, painting vivid shit that you got to listen to with your eyes. Why? So you can vision this list of early life hurt, disguised as lyrical stamina work, coming through your earbuds, disturbing your eardrums like Amber Alert. I got to release this fetus before my feet is deep in the dirt. Purpose for word choice. Nope, I have not misspoke. I said release this fetus as I am pregnant with poetry. Now my water just broke. Breech born, umbilical, choked my pen. Cord wrapped in ligaments of my thoughts like a ligature. Suffering suffocation, but never dropped the temperature. Now healthy and strong in this poetic literature, cause on my poetry's birth certificate under father's name is God's signature. I'll bow to the throne when I enter. Till then, my service is indentured and will remain to be Islam in me before it was cool to be, before X-Clan, before P.E., before Denzel and Malcolm X and Spike Lee. Kids tease me and my siblings about our funny names, constant questions about what meat we can't eat if it ain't fish or beef, community laughter, school's out at 3 and we couldn't even be in the streets. The only moon we'd see is the FOI crescent one on Pop's uniform sleeve. This is God speak at God speed. Life ended because of me. Should have been God's beef. It's been 15 years I was confronted. They violated my circumference. Instead of throwing these things, they wanted to relieve me of my things. One of me and their numbers were abundant. It caused me discomfort. And where I come from, you better dump first and warning shots don't work. Defensive self set a judge of the earth. Shit could have been worse, but I still get nudged at times. My mind is the arena in which those nightmares rehearse. 15 years, but memory still vivid as the first. I pray for the family's comfort, careful not to desert my own legacy. This is a hypothesis of my life's chemistry. Sometimes you might hear me stumble a word or two when I fit my poetry. That's just me breathing through labor pains during delivery. No joke, I like to smoke thin, thought-provoking. I don't tread light, analyzing life, thinking like the Bible speaks of this tree, right? But didn't pre-exile Christians worship Yahweh and Asherah, God and his wife? But see, that's lost in this life like a needle in a haystack at midnight with no lantern burning bright. I feel like the black knight tasked with exposing truth that hides our bloodshed, and my word spread is black light. So I'll forever write. Fingertips can be wrinkled and raw. I stand with the army formed to stand tall. Redneck Senate seats, using law to enforce power and control instead of using power and control to enforce law. But this black cis activist ain't having it. I'm like, hell no. You don't want this African attacking. I'm proactive instead of reactive to your actions. So let's see who's laughing then. I got chessboard visions, 5 steps ahead so I can see what's happening. Because what happens when you're not watching who's watching, your verbal soul gets snatched up like sex trafficking. Check the stats on the averages of no ransom kidnappings, especially when it comes to black kids. My tongue is low-hanging fruit down to the roof, so my lips ain't fastening. People see truth and then react as if I'm only rationing. I'm not lacking sin, so I rain truth like strippers cashing in, because won't be no room in the urn for my truth once they put my ashes in. Not basking in, but remembering me before 11 selling me. I got bullied by my past. Fear of progress kept compelling me. Haunting laugh, and I would listen to it telling me, nigga, you want 6th, 7th, and 8th grade spelling bee, and yet the best you became was a turf celebrity. You see, I had the temerity, but regret is the enemy of prosperity, and my character to be became indigent when my attention went to thinking of obstacles incredulously. Negativity cleverly dissected the better me, then Will Smith Oscars slapped the shit out of my integrity. But God. His favor in me is blessedly injected, but I have venereal visions, and my decision to neglect it left my thinking infected. Nevertheless, I kept it pushing. I fast forward to now. I would still rather be me, because since then, I've been college accepted. Criminal records cease to exist like performing exorcists. Expunged and dismissed, though rumors hit like four clips that fits the glocks disguised as hating lips. That's just urban legend shit. Businessman, now I elope with my wife. We wasn't on that wedding shit. So despite the strife, stress, beef, and grief, I would still rather be me. Fuck nah, I ain't regretting it. And that's that drip.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? I can't keep up, man. I can't keep up. Dope ass heat. That's right. You know who you are and let them know. That's what I'm talking about, though. That's what I'm talking about. That piece was, man, I can't keep up. Honestly, I can't. But I am such a fan. Man,
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Much appreciated.
And you already told us what you got going on. I appreciate
yeah.
it. And listen.
All right. So
you know,
big bro, for real, sending much love to for real and the rest of the Epiphany family, man. One love to all y'all, man.
One love, one mic.
Yes, one love, one mic.
Awesome, ladies and gentlemen, awesome.
Fantasy real. You gave me this beat.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. That means you have 5 minutes to get in here. Let me give you a dial number one more time to Epiphany Radio. It is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 if you want to get on the mic with me. Now I'm going to open up this next mic to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Auto, welcome to Epiphany Radio's Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Awesome.
How you doing?
Awesome. I'm dealing with this humidity, but I'm doing all right. I hope you've been enjoying the show and you know, the music and the poetry, all of that good stuff. You know?
Always. Is your favorite coffee Maxwell?
I love Maxwell. I am a fan of him. I wouldn't say he's my favorite, but I am a fan of him. For sure. So what's on your mind tonight? You got anything you want to get off your chest or talk about before you get into the piece?
I'm about black empowerment, and I love to teach. When I do poetry, it's most of mine's like teaching, and no, I got some things that I worked on, working on my book. You know, I just like to inspire the truth. So, yeah, I'm all about teaching.
I hear that. I'm definitely about that as well, you know. I'm even more passionate about learning. So I'm all for that. That's an awesome thing. And for those of us that do learn from you, I thank you for taking the time to do that.
Right.
Thank you very much. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because, you know, you missed the freestyle, you know. I know you brought something. You always got one in the chamber. Always ready to go. So,
well, you know what? I'm going to salute my Angelo on his freestyle.
Okay.
And I'm going to do my own Still I Rise. And Miss Automatic Charismatic Still I Rise.
All right. The mic is yours.
If you see me in the strength, eyes have seen the prize. I became wise as I opened up my eyes. Saw the dream, building up my self-esteem. You see where I came from. You would know that in my mind still I rise. And I rise from the hurt. I rise from the controversy. I rise from many negative things that could ever try to bring me down, but I'm rising. When jobs said no, I had to keep going. When they say, you might as well give it up. Don't even try to get that kind of job. Don't, you might as well just throw in the towel. But still I rise. Do you see the strength in my veins? Do you see my willingness to break the chains? Does my wisdom deceive you? Do you believe that I could be the brother to achieve? You could be that kind that rise. All you got to do is go ahead and prove your mind that nothing can bring you down. Nothing can stop you. What is the exit? To be established, to be at love, to be at one, to be shining like the sun until your whole life is done. Having the willingness to go ahead and make that move, your love to show and improve everything. The fight ain't over. What is the exposure? Can you see my heart? Does my heart make you be afraid? Does me saying no make you feel like I'm conceited? When I say that I can't be stopped, do you think I'm getting ahead of myself? Well, if you've been where I've been, have you seen what I've seen? When you've been treated like I've been treated, you know that I shall rise, and I will always rise. And I'm blessed as I rise, and I rise, and I rise, until my time is done. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, Tink is in the mall, and I've been dry.
Wow, that was powerful.
That was a very, very heartfelt, powerful piece you just spit. Man, I'm a little speechless because I felt the emotion that you put into it. Do you see me? Do you feel me? Can you hear me? All of that. Wow. There are a lot of us that cry out like that because of what's being done. There's so much injustice being done to us and our. Man, I appreciate that piece. That was awesome, Otto. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. I really
do. Oh, you're welcome. I want to show love to Maya Angelou. Not do her poem, but do her poem. You know, it's like when you're in class, right, and you read a paragraph and they say put it in your own words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I did. I took a legend in the poetry community, which is Maya Angelou, a true legend, and just put it in my own words.
Yes,
I mean, Tupac did the same thing. Tupac did the same thing, Still I Rise. And I think that was so honorable, what he did. You know?
A movie
was done about her. That poetic movie with Janet Jackson, that was about Maya Angelou had an effect on that.
Poetic justice?
Yes.
I didn't know that,
yes.
But that thank you for telling me that. You're going to have me looking at it now again and catching what you talk about. Thank you very much, Otto.
Yes.
I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. And don't be sneaking no liquor over there.
I'm going to be listening to some 50 Cent and have a bottle of bub.
Lord,
we'll be in the club. It'll probably like it's my birthday.
Lordy. Don't get my fathers in trouble. Here, somebody mess around, call the board on them. Don't do it. But thank you very much, Otto. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, nope, nope. Awesome. Sorry, y'all.
These actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so simple. You got me, I got you. Lord, your heart needs. Anything broken I can mend. I'm gonna prove to you how real men cut through any damage that was there. Love's a healer, I swear. I'ma make sure that it will stay.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody that's called in, everybody's pitching poetry. We got another caller coming in here, but before I open his mic, I want to tell you now, if you are within the sound of my voice, congratulations, you have made it into overtime. Now let's open up this next caller's mic to a up, here come trouble. Divine inspiration. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing. I'm sitting here being a couch potato.
Being a couch potato?
I was out in that heat working today. I came home and I collapsed. And I ain't moved since.
I didn't think that was possible. Not with you.
Not with you, but you know what? I have to remember, you know what? You're human too. So sometimes your battery needs recharging as well. You know, it's just, this is a rare occurrence. Okay, so it's a surprise more than, you know, anything. But I know it does happen. And I appreciate you coming through, even though your day was pretty exhausting. It was full. I do appreciate you coming through and showing the love and the support. Yeah. So thank you very much.
I can do this sitting on my butt.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. I don't doubt it. I do not doubt it because you stay multitasking. I swear. Sometimes I think you're an octopus because you got so much going on. You're doing so many things at one time. I swear. But it's all good.
Well, while I was listening, I was sitting here. I had 4 pounds of green beans to prep for tomorrow. So I was doing that while I was listening to the show. And then I finished the piece I was going to do for the show. So I did a little multitasking sitting right here in this chair.
You see what I'm talking about? You doing a piece and green beans. You know, green beans, it takes a minute because it's usually a whole lot of them that you have to do when you are going to do them. So I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you did a piece. Oh, man. And I'm sitting here fighting a moth. It just flew in my damn room. I don't know where it went just now, but I got to find it because I got yarn, and they love yarn. I found that out a long time ago. They will get in one of them bags, and they will eat my yarn.
You got a smorgasbord next.
Yes, 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 yes. And I just simply cannot have that. But I'm going to find them before the night is over. Trust me. I promise you that. Yeah, he better say Ruh-roh because it's
run, moth, run,
stuff.
Fly or something.
No, he can fly into my vision so I can spot him and get him.
You better fly out the way.
Either the fly swatter or the bug spray gonna get him, but he gonna get got tonight. I promise you. I'm glad to hear you doing well though. I really am. Anything else you want to get off your chest or you got on your mind before we get into your piece? Because I know you brought something.
Yeah, I did bring a little something, but not really. I don't know. My brain is in limbo these days. You know, I had another funeral yesterday, and I'm just tired.
Yeah, that can be quite draining on the soul, period. And I understand.
Yeah,
and, you know, my prayers are always with you.
This was my niece that he met. Well, he met her. I think all of you guys met her in one of our video chats. My niece, Stephanie.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. But like I said, you're always in my prayers, Paul. Always. And
I feel that, and I appreciate it, and I receive it from all of my Tiffany family. You know, you guys are the best.
Yeah, we try. That's right. We family. That's why. Right. I love y'all.
Right.
You know I love y'all.
You could call us the family feud.
Child, because you know we have some from time to time.
Yeah, we fight, we argue, we bicker, but yet we still right there for each other. That's what family
does. That's right. That's right. We always come back together, and that's the beautiful thing about it. That's what I'm talking about, right?
And that's what proves the family ship.
There you go. What's the saying? It says the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. Okay.
Okay.
And we prove that every single day. Okay.
Yes.
Hear any pictures?
Yes.
All right. Every single day.
That's right. Well said.
Don't get me started. You gonna get me started on the good book and the universe and my relationship with spirit. We ain't got that kind of time tonight.
Okay. We'll say that for another time.
All right. It's only a day away anyway.
Mm-hmm.
okay? You can hear me blab on about that tomorrow night. For sure.
Okay, there you go. Tomorrow night, I'm talking about unity.
There you go. Well, that is, how ironic is that? That word comes out, and we're talking about family right here. Ain't that something?
Yes.
See how that works.
And I don't believe in coincidence.
No, ain't no such thing as a coincidence. It's supposed to happen. Okay?
That's right.
That's a beautiful thing, though. I didn't even know that. Yes. And that's awesome. That is so awesome.
See how our daddy does? He is not a god of confusion.
Not at all. Not at all. Okay? And we'll give you understanding if you feel lost and confused. But here we go again.
All you gotta do is ask for it and sit you behind down and let them explain it to you.
Absolutely. Now let's get into your piece. This is not the Inspiration Factory. This is poetic therapy.
Oops.
Okay?
Oops. My bad. I have an excuse. I'm getting old.
You know what? I ain't going to argue with you tonight. I'm going to just fall back and give you the mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. This piece is called Your Condition Doesn't Dictate Your Position. Homeless, but down on your luck. Heartbreaking, broken because of a failed relationship. Shedding tears over the loss of a loved one. Depressed, obese, too thin, poor health, or anything else you could imagine. These conditions should not define who you are, and they certainly don't dictate your position. No matter where you are in life, no matter the ruts and hurdles you face, none of that is able to take you or shake you from the Almighty God's unfailing grace. Nothing we encounter has the power to determine our position. God and God alone has that final decision. The God we serve is above all of our stuff. He showers us with his love, grace, and mercy. And that certainly is enough. God is able and willing to do all we need, God alone. We need no addition. With the one true God, our condition never dictates our position. Wherever we are in our life, once we submit to him, our condition is void, and his blood eradicates all of our sin. Just be sure in your heart of hearts, the true God is who you invited in. The enemy is quite insidious, to be sure. Yet the name and power of Jesus the Christ is the one sure thing evil, sin, or Satan himself cannot endure. Take the joy in the midst of your despair. Your condition is merely a stepping stone to victory over the prince of the air. I am here because God wanted me here. I have a purpose in his grand design. I am the result of the most perfect love we could ever find. I am woefully and wonderfully made. I am a vessel used by God himself, a tool used to spread his endless wealth. I am somebody of that, make no mistake. I am one forgiven by the Father and pardoned from the fiery lake. I am blessed to be adopted by the Trinity, co-heir to the throne of Jesus my Christ. I am one for whom Christ died to pay my sins price. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Give him all that praise. All those things.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
He deserves that and more.
Astounding piece. Thank you so much. That's therapeutic. It is very therapeutic because it's a testimony and it's your it's part of your story. And like I always say, we're telling somebody else's story within ours. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere needed to hear that. And you said it with such conviction, man. I was all like, oh, right.
That's what I'm
talking about. That is what I'm
if
talking about.
If I didn't
about.
Believe that, I'd be pulling my hair out and babbling like a fool.
Honey, I don't. You know I know. You know I know firsthand. Okay. How
okay.
important it is to know.
Yeah.
Y'all just have the faith, okay? Because we all go on blind faith, but to actually know from our experience, from him being there, because he always lets you know he's there and shows you. Some way or another, he shows you. He gives you signs, and he makes things happen in your life that you know it's not humanly possible for us to make it happen.
That ain't nothing but the hand of God.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
He makes it perfectly clear.
Divine inspiration, before I let you skate off, can you please tell everybody what
you
got in the Epiphany universe?
Yes. As you heard me allude to earlier, this coming Sunday, tomorrow even, is unity. Last week, we kind of talked about color and the effect that color has on us. And a caller, for real to be exact, said a piece, and then afterwards, he said, instead of always, because we can hear about the differences and what tears us apart everywhere, every day, why don't we talk about bringing ourselves together, some unity? And I thought that was such a profound statement. I mentioned last week, and I'm holding to that. This Sunday, the program is on unity. Let's hear your ideas and your thoughts and your spit on steps we can take to bring us back together again, like it was in the beginning. Yeah? And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm pretty sure that the therapist's office are open. You go on over there and you grab yourself a glass of wine, sit back, put your feet up, and just let it loose on their shoulders. That's what they're there for. That's what they paid for. And I thank you for coming through. And I'm going to send you on over there
now.
Thank
you for the platform. God bless you, Queen. One love, one mic.
God bless you. One love, one mic. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was divine inspiration. I want to say thank you. To everybody that came out, even the ones that just you didn't raise your hand, I thank you. I appreciate you for calling in and listening, because that's support as well. That's showing your love as well. Those of you that streamed online, thank you very much. This magnificent poetry, these unique individual styles and personalities, I love it all, and I appreciate it all. It is always welcome here. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you like I always do, get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. And that relationship you're going to have with yourself for the rest of your life. Okay? Continue to love one another. Continue to respect one another. Be sensible. And above all, be kind to yourself. Please be kind to yourself. Okay? We all make mistakes. We all do things that we're not proud of, but be kind to yourself, because it can get better. It really can. I love you all. I think I'm going to take you out with one more song. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
It was the 1st of May, a lovely day.
get the best of my love. Don't you hesitate, don't you wait to come down. Let me know now. I'll get to you somehow. There's one thing that I want you to know. To get the best of my
she be. You be that. Yes, you be that. She that be that to me. All that gift wrapped and lovely. That heart so waited for. With opened arms, true heart praying for. You be that most definitely precious present delivered straight from heaven, where all things are beautiful. You be that, and I just pray that I be that for you. I wanna be for you.